Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
You either thought Daniel Jones was the guy or he wasn't, and they were like, I'm not sure. He might be. He might be the guy, maybe not. No. Get off the pot and make a decision. You didn't do it with Jones. It took you forever. Now you realize 6 years later it was the wrong decision and you wasted time. That's what I don't want to happen. So you're right. Like, there are different things that go into it with the franchise tag or the contract, but the same principle of making a decision. You saw it for 3 years. If you don't think that they're it after 3 years, they're not it. If you don't think Daniel Jones is a good quarterback after 3 years, you don't need to see more with a different system or we screwed this kid up. That's just how I would be definitive. Doesn't mean you're going to be right every time, but at least you're definitive in your decision making.
$5 if you can recreate that high-pitched voice that you just get off the pot. Can we hear that again? Is that what they sound like over at the Quest Diagnostic Lab? What is it called, Hop? I pass it all the time. What is it?
Quest Diagnostic.
There you go. Thank you.
You said, just make a decision. That's it. None of this like, we'll find out and see if we can get back there for one more year. Whitey is calling from Bayshore. What's up, Whitey?
What's up? So listen.
Thank you for the call there. Whitey Wilson is calling from Roxbury, New Jersey. I mean, well, you heard what he said.
Hey. I did. Yeah. I know. I did.
What's up there, Wilson?
Clown.
Yeah, I mean, come on with that. That was so call of the day right there. There was some discrepancy here and some heightened tensions behind the scenes during the break about our perfect parlay pick segment. Just to clarify, the points have been correct, but we did hit BT. You and I each hit 5 parlays throughout the course of the year, 4 2-teamers each, 1 3-teamer each, which means the 25-point difference comes down to those money line.
Stupid Jets and the Giants.
Giants getting those right.
So we each had 5?
We each had 5 parlays in total. Hoff had 1.
Okay. Because he said that you had 6.
Yeah, he was wrong on it.
Okay, so that's
I came in there and corrected that when you were not in there.
Hoff and BT were.
No. I just wanted to make sure that everything was straight. And
BT wanted to prove that someone was wrong again.
No, I wanted to make sure I wasn't getting screwed.
That's what I went and told you. And you go, no, but are you wrong? I go, the point total is all that matters.
The conversation was so stupid.
It was similar. Yeah, similar to what you hear now.
Well, listen, the bottom line is Sal is winning and Hoff's math was right.
But I do think it's fun. Yeah,
the shortchanged on the totality of the
math is the most important thing. What I find fascinating is not only that we hit those amount of parlays, which is good, and 2-teamers, like, you should be cashing 2-teamers, so it's good that we each had 5 and Hoff had 1 on the year, but it comes down to those money lines that at times you and I have both sometimes throw them away, or you'll. I remember one week.
Early on, I was like, "Oh, Jets, Jets." Yeah, like something. That's where early on. That's where I let my heart get in the way.
Yeah.
I admit that with the Jets picks, even the Giants to an extent early. Like when there's still a seat, I'm like, "Eh, it's only 5 points. Eh, I want them both to win. Eh, I want the shows to be more fun." Meanwhile, that's why I lose. That's why I'm going to lose.
BT and Sal.
Question
on the
for you.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what this means?
Yeah.
I've yet to figure this out. It's just odd. So the Mets tweeted hours ago at 10:08 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
It now has 341,000 views.
What?
Oh, yeah. It's their verified accounts. So I'm not getting played by anything. All it says is Francisco Lindor.
Mm.
No picture. I don't think it's his birthday. There's no greeting. There's no, you know, there's no award that he won. That's an acknowledgement.
It's a lot of views.
What are they doing?
Was it a mistake? Was it just bringing attention to Francisco Lindor? Like, just... That's it?
I just feel like it's...
That's it? Francisco Lindor, that's the tweet?
Yeah. I think they're surfing for a little love. They haven't gotten the accolades since they got Soto. They're a little quiet they needed a little loving on social.
They better start making some moves here.
Been quiet, baby.
I think that they're resting on their laurels, and Stearns thinks he's smarter than everybody else, and they're going to do it their way, which is fine. But then you're going to have to go out there and do it. And there's going to be a lot more pressure than there was a year ago to deliver. Now that you went out and got settled, their rotation is okay.
Yeah.
Their bullpen is non-existent. They haven't done anything to the bullpen, which was awful a year ago.
That's what I'm least worried about. Number one, they've got time. Number two, there's a lot of big names out there.
And the biggest
I'm not worried about the bullpen.
The biggest thing for me is their lineup.
Well,
it's not good enough.
It's kind of big. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, you can't lose Alonso and replace him with Juan Soto and think that you've gotten that much better. Obviously, Soto's better than Alonso, but you need more. The idea was to bring Soto in and others. I don't care if it's Alonso or not, but who are the other options? All those other guys have come off the board.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you're letting the Yankees off the hook a little bit, too.
Oh, what do you mean I'm letting the Yankees off the hook?
With the Walker thing yesterday, I was surprised.
I was pissed. I mean, it was also 2 weeks ago. I can't, feign anger. Like, did you read the text that I sent you guys from the car?
I read it on the air.
How many F-bombs did I drop? I was legitimately pissed when I sent you and hopped the text.
So it is 2 weeks later, but still, accepting it.
The Yankees should have signed Walker
also,
for 3 years, 20 minutes. Absolutely, they should have done that.
I think both,
they missed that.
I think both teams need at least one more big move, and I'm not so sure we're going to get it anymore. Who is the guy the Mets could get? At least the Yankees could get Bregman. Yeah.
They're going to get Pete. I still think he's going to be mad. I don't think the Yankees are going to go for Bregman. I don't.
So then what are the Yankees going to do?
I'm not so sure that they're going to do anything until maybe spring training or during the season.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that we can say that they've gotten... Well, I would say that they have not gotten better, at least in the lineup. Puzzle pieces fitting better... Yes.
Rotation better. Bullpen better. Yes. Yes.
Here's what I was
defense
thinking,
better. Yes. Base running better. Yes.
Right. And the lineup is worse. But that's fine. It's maybe not as bad as the other parts being good. Here's what it comes down to. We've had this conversation plenty of times. It's going to matter what the young kids do. Ultimately, Bregman, no Bregman, or whatever. Soto, no Soto. Mm-hmm. Bellinger here. Goldschmidt. Dominguez, Volpe, Wells.
Acuna for you guys at some point. Vientos, making sure
the
he's
Mets,
the real
maybe
deal.
Alvarez is going to be the big key there.
Alvarez.
For the Mets, is Vientos going to do what he did a year ago or close to it, and is Alvarez going to do what he should have done a year ago?
My answer to the first question is yes. My answer to the second question, I'm not sure about Alvarez. I'm not writing him off, obviously,
right, but
I don't
not,
know if he's the real deal.
If he's not, remember, the Mets still don't have a DH. Like, Marte...
I know. Marte can't be that guy.
Now, they didn't have a DH last year. J.D. Martinez wasn't very good, but the idea is you want to try to build a team. Like, look at the Dodgers on paper. Look at the Phillies on paper.
Look at the Braves, too, man.
Okay, the Braves. So
Acuna's coming back.
I know. Yeah, I know. Well, okay, look at these teams. Look at the Yankees on paper, even with just their lineup, with certain things. You know, look, I don't think that Stanton's going to hold up all year long, but still you have at least the potential of Volpe and Judge and Bellinger and Stanton. The Mets, they don't, even with Soto, without Alonso in that mix, their lineup doesn't compare, their rotation doesn't compare, and the bullpen is, not exactly, the bullpen's awful. What are they doing?
Hearing a little...
We're starting to turn our attention. Hey, next month, pitchers and catchers report. Yeah, well, it is. I agree. Do something else. It's time to do something else.
They've been sitting on that Soto move for a long time.
They're waiting out Alonso, but it's a dangerous game of chicken because if it's not him, then who are? Let's get back to the phones here. 888-808-1019. Joe is in Miller Place. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Great show.
Thank you.
Purdy, I think he's the best choice for the Giants for a free agent. I don't think Sanders is any good, or Ward, to be honest with you. And I think they, put him, you know, put a good contract for him and then try to sign T. Higgins.
Joe, let me ask you a question, Joe. It's not a terrible plan. Do you think the Niners are a smart organization?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Do you think the Giants have proven lately to be a smart organization? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, so why would the Giants win that game of chicken or, you know, outthink the Niners if Purdy's really that good? And I'm not sure, quite frankly. The Niners ain't letting him leave. Yeah. You know?
The only way that the Giants are going to get him is if, obviously, they can give him a better offer.
Yeah.
But we're dealing with San Fran, which is a, you know, a top-notch franchise, so I don't think they're going to give him like a low ball offer, but if they can get him and T. Higgins to kind of mentor, you know,
Malik Neighbors, Higgins and Malik.
I don't like any of the quarterbacks out there. I think they're just a waste of time, and I think everyone's thinking, oh, Jaden Daniels is so good, and these other quarterbacks are going to be like him, but I don't think that at all. So
I got you.
I'm sorry, Joe, to cut you off there, but thank you for the call. Brock Purdy's not leaving San Francisco. And even if he did, I would have my reservations about what he would be outside of the Shanahan system.
Me too.
Like, he's not a guy that I think Dable, and again, Dable's supposed to be this quarterback guru and offensive, I haven't seen it. At least with Shanahan, we've seen multiple quarterbacks, multiple running backs, multiple iterations of it, like, and they've had success every time over. This year, obviously, they've been ravaged by injury. It happens. It's a down year, but I believe in the Shanahan system. It's been proven before to be successful, where you could plug in Purdy and see what he could do. The Giants have not done that with Dable. If I'm Purdy, I'm not coming here, nor do I think the Niners will let him go.
You think this is out there, but do you think that, well, first of all, do you think the Niners' window may have closed?
I don't get that feeling. Okay. I think this is just a down year and they'll regenerate, to use your word,
I got
and
you.
Come back.
Then that's going to shape your answer differently than mine. I think the window is definitely closing, and it may have closed. May have, right?
It could.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm a little more convicted in that than you, but if that's the case, why does, whether it's the Jets or the Giants or somebody, why not call the Niners and be like, hey, what's it going to take to trade for Shanahan? Maybe he's at the point where he's ready for a new challenge, start over, be appreciated again, get the juice in the building.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine that they're going to make that decision, that the Niners would make him available. Here's what I'd say. If he's available, yeah, you do whatever you can to go out there and try to get him, no doubt about it, if you're the Jets or the Giants.
You don't know until you ask.
If he's available. Maybe they have, maybe not. I mean, as long as Lynch is there, you wouldn't think that they're making any change. Yeah, well, I mean, are they going to leave San Francisco? The Niners ownership's going to make that kind of change, get rid of those guys after one
for a couple
year?
Of ones?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I would be shocked if that were to be the case, BT. If he is, you and look, they should be acquiring or inquiring, the Jets and Giants, about any of the possibilities that are there. Just McVay would be one that maybe I would think might be more likely, being that he's been with Los Angeles longer. You know, they had their Super Bowl run. He's proven to be a terrific
head
coach.
He's awesome. McVay's tremendous.
Not just the obvious, but like in a down year with no expectation, where you constantly exceed the expectation.
You know where I could see McVay going? Miami. He strikes me as a warm weather guy.
Yeah, wants to live a nice life in Miami. Coaches changing places. I like this. That would be interesting.
Yep.
If you're the Rams or you're the Niners, you're not letting these. I wouldn't think you're letting these guys go.
Probably not. But hey, listen. Did you think that Parcells would go from the Pats to the Jets back in the day?
No. Again, maybe Bill unique.
I know. And Bill is unique.
I do feel like don't you think if McVay was going to leave the Rams, it would have happened already?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, can't. I know.
Maybe not.
I can't. I'm just throwing it out. Like,
well, with him, maybe more than Shanahan. But I feel like there was the window for that to happen over the last. We heard the broadcasting rumors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. But if you heard the broadcasting rumors, then that maybe is kind of a window into his soul where he was thinking about it at one point. Maybe you give him something else to think. Probably not going to happen.
Right, but
I mean, it doesn't mean you can't be ahead of the curve and innovative and try to fleece somebody for a great coach.
Good luck with your perfect parlay this week.
You'll be getting texts.
By the way,
I lose, then you'll get nothing.
I got to pay off that baseball player bet. You got to make me dress. Oh, man, well,
this is the big one. Small potatoes. This is the one we both want.
All right, that does it for us. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Zoo. Thanks to Hop as well. We'll be back Monday morning, 10 a.m. Enjoy your weekend. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.